MSO News, giving voice to the North Shore. This is North Shore Today for Friday, June 16, 2023, brought to you by Moynihan Lumber. Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news coverage and communities on the North Shore. Mostly sunny today, temperatures in the upper 70s, high tide Gloucester Harbor, 10:10 a.m. and 10:51 p.m. Yesterday morning, a Route 128 crash resulted with a car driving over the guardrail and then becoming almost totally engulfed in flames. According to Salem News reporter Paul Layton, Good Samaritans were able to get the driver out of the car. One of the rescuers was an off-duty Manchester-by-the-Sea firefighter. The driver of the car was taken to the hospital. The city of Beverly raised its Juneteenth flag yesterday. This is Beverly Mayor Mike Cahill speaking at the event.
We have done some work, as Michelle said, probably most notable for today, because I want to share, we conducted a racial equity audit over the last year plus. We got some wonderful recommendations last summer. With a couple of fits and starts, we have gone back and re-engaged our consultant, who are fantastic, and they are going to be coming and presenting to our city council a week from Monday. So I want to invite you, you can turn on BevCam or better, come on down to City Hall, because HRNA are our consultants who are really top-notch, and we've just re-engaged with them for a phase two rollout of the equity audit recommendations. They're going to present to the city council at 7 p.m. on Monday, June 26th. We'd love to have you participate, listen in, and share your thoughts. So please do that. And to that point, there's a lot of great work. There are a lot of great things that happen every day of the year in Beverly. And yet, when it comes to diversity, equity, inclusion, belonging, we got a long way to go. We're engaged. We're trying to make progress and do the right things. So we invite you to join us in that.
There were other speakers, including Noel McLean, a Lynn City Councilor and the head of the North Shore Juneteenth organization.
When I hear the word freed slaves, I hear an oxymoron. Black people were enslaved and put through one of the worst atrocities in human history. Atrocities that have been documented from the start of the Atlantic slave trade to present day. There is a timeline of unrelenting struggle. 400 years of slavery, 101 years of segregation, and unceasing years of oppression and so-called freedom. We are here today to celebrate not only the freedom of Black Americans, but Black Americans themselves. Juneteenth is a time to take a look at the complex experiences and that we have lived through. The realization that we have lived and continue to thrive, and it is imperative for us and the world to acknowledge who we are. Denied education, denied housing, denied life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Yet here we are, still becoming scientists, becoming engineers, lawyers, politicians, doctors, graduating from various educational institutions. Here we are navigating systemic oppression the best way we can, and that is a cause for celebration.
That's Nicole McLean, leader of the North Shore Juneteenth organization. The entire event can be viewed on BevCam. WFXT-TV reports today that an early morning Malden house fire displaced 8 residents on Newhall Street. There were no injuries reported, and the house did sustain significant damage. A recent $1.5 million federal grant to the town of Manchester-by-the-Sea has the potential to do even more good than what was originally intended. Massachusetts State Senate Minority Leader Bruce Tarr explains.
It is. And, you know, Rick, this is a great testament to the forward-thinking nature of town government in Manchester-by-the-Sea. They have been wrestling for a while with a bridge that needs to be repaired or replaced on Central Street. And as part of that, they're also working to restore Sawmill Brook, which runs under that bridge and into the harbor. And just to give you a sense of where that is, if you're familiar with the building where Seaside One is housed, the historic fire pumper, this bridge runs right next to that building. And if we were to lose that bridge, not only would it have a terrible impact on transportation in the area, particularly in Manchester, but also the North Shore, because folks driving along 127 would have to find an alternative route. But something folks may not be aware of is that the power lines that carry power from the Beverly substation that supplies all of Cape Ann, those power lines run under that bridge. And so if the bridge were to have a problem, it would have implications far greater than just for transportation and just for downtown activity in Manchester by the Sea. But the town has been working diligently to be very proactive and to suggest that not only do they want to repair the bridge, they want to enhance the habitat of the brook. And the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration recognized that leadership. And there were only two grants in this round that came to Massachusetts. One was for Truro and one is for Manchester by the Sea. And they were applied for through the Mass Office of Coastal Zone Management on behalf of those communities. And so this is a great success story. The state is putting money into this project. The taxpayers in Manchester by the Sea are putting money into it. And now the federal government is putting money into it. And it's a great example of how when you're dealing with a major issue that also involves climate change and resilience, a team effort can get the job done, even in a smaller community where you don't have a very large tax base.
State Senator Bruce Tarr. Sports next with Bill Newell.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Yes, we are a full-service lumber yard, but we also offer doors and windows and kitchen cabinets. Please visit us in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
This is MSO Sports bringing voice to the North Shore. The Red Sox open a series against the Yankees tonight at Fenway Park. In high school sports, several area teams are competing in state championship games this weekend. Saturday, D1 boys lacrosse, St. John's Prep versus BC High. Prep coach John Pinchon's team did not have a good practice at all yesterday.
As one of our seniors said, we'll be different tomorrow.
But they say they will hit the field and hope for much better at a practice today.
You know, I think the focus is tomorrow we're going to do a little bit more half-field stuff, some man up, man down, a lot more shooting again, and then, you know, we kind of end most pregame practices in a similar fashion. We play an up-tempo, fast-paced game that the guys really like. So, and then, you know, each pregame practice, we turn the stage over and let a senior or a group of seniors address the team, so we'll have our seniors' last words. And then we'll head home tomorrow. And, you know, I think it's exciting. You can't ask. Again, you can't be anything but grateful in a moment like this, because you've done everything you need to do to get to the last game of the year.
Prep coach John Pinchon. Again, the Prep will be playing BC High in the championship game Saturday at 6 at Burlington High. In girls lacrosse, the D3 state championship game features Newburyport versus Norwell at 10 at Burlington High on Saturday. Newburyport coach Catherine Batchelder is preparing for the state finals. Some things stay the same, but some things change.
No, I mean, I think it's important to just keep doing things the same way you've been doing them. Mm-hmm. We're going to board the yellow school bus just like we always do and go down to Burlington, and you know, it's really just another game. So we, you know, the state tournament becomes a little bit different because of that elimination factor. We scout a little bit differently and really have a game plan for each game, unlike the regular season when we see a lot of the same teams, you know, so we just kind of go about things. So our practices are a little bit different. The focus, you know, is more on the specific game plan for the specific opponent. But no, I mean, when we get there, we'll board the bus as always, get off the bus as always, and same warm up, you know, and really same game plan with a couple different tweaks to try to slow down Norwell, who's really hitting their stride at the right time.
Newburyport played Norwell earlier this year.
Played them on May 6th. So about a month ago. And, you know, we were able to come out on top of that one, but you know, they're a different team right now. They were, like you said, they're the sixth seed. They knocked off three seed Cohasset. They knocked off two seed Medfield, mm-hmm. both who are incredibly talented teams. So they're really playing with purpose, and, you know, they're really playing with a ton of heart and kind of a little bit of a team of destiny right now for them, you know. So we have to make sure, you know, the previous time we played them really doesn't matter. Tomorrow's a totally new game. Mm-hmm. And we have to go out and, you know, execute the things that we've been working on in practice today and that we'll continue to talk about tomorrow.
Newburyport girls lacrosse coach Catherine Batchelder. The D4 State Championship girls lacrosse game will feature Ipswich, a winner over Manchester Essex yesterday, against Dover Sherborne. That's at Babson College, Saturday at 2:30. In Sunday's MIAA State Championship tennis action, Linfield will take on Weston for the D4 State Championship game at MIT at 11:30. In girls' state championship tennis, in D2, it's Masconomet versus Westboro at 2 at MIT. The D3 state championship, Newburyport versus Weston, 11:30 at MIT. And also on Sunday, the D4 state championship features Hamilton Wenham versus Manchester Essex at 9 Sunday at MIT. That is sports. Have a great weekend, everybody. Along with Rick Moore, I'm Bill Newell. Thank you for joining us on North Shore Today.
We are MSONewsSports.com, the North Shore's news and sports website, featuring North Shore Sports Night, Monday nights at 7, the North Shore and Merrimack Valley Sports Desk shows, hosting on Thursdays, North Shore Today, the area's multimedia, community-based daily magazine. Our connections feature interview segments. Spread the word about MSONewsSports.com as we support North Shore communities with our exclusive content, powered by Moynihan Lumber, Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire.